very difficult week 15 across the board, and we're going to try to do a much better job than a week ago where we struggled mightily. It was a 1-4 week. Thank heavens we had the Rams on Sunday Night Football against the Seattle Seahawks. Otherwise, we would have been looking at a big goose egg for the first time all year. But this guy is never looking at goose eggs. This guy's always on top of what's going on. As good a handicapper as you're going to find in the business, the founder, the CEO of Eagle Eye Picks. Check him out on Twitter. The great Bill Boland is going to help us here with week 15. Bill, how are you, good sir? What's happening?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Bill, let me ask you a question before we get to these games. Have you gotten the sense that this NFL year, more than any other NFL year in the past, has really played to the side of the square better?
Yes and no. I mean, you take it week by week. When you're getting hit, taking bad losses, you're going to say, yeah, the squares are always hitting, but it always evens out at the end. It seems that way, but you have to look at the car as a whole. You're not taking every game, so I think at the end of the day, it's going to swing back and forth.
Okay, so that will not, like, deviate and change the way you're going about a process. Like, let's say a bunch of public plays hit, like, back-to-back weeks. You're not all of a sudden going to, like, alter your way of thinking, or it's basically business as usual?
No, I stay the same either way. I look at line movement. I look at where the public is. I wouldn't say the public hit for 70% last week. I got to go public this week. I take every week individually, and I cap the games pretty much the same way.
Okay, fair enough. All right, let's get to these games here in week 15. We'll start with probably the worst game on the slate, the Dolphins and the Giants. And you got to explain this one to me, Bill, because I'm stunned. The Giants are 3.5-point favorites. And the fact that you're seeing 75% of money coming in on the Dolphins, that to me would tell the story. Play the Giants in that spot. I don't want to do it because they're the worst team in the NFL. They've lost 9 straight games. But doesn't that line reek of a Giants play?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't recommend playing this game either way. But seeing both these teams are pretty much done for the year. Both fan bases pretty much want losses at this point. But seeing it at 3.5 and 3-1 on the Dolphins and the line's not moving at all, that's a sign of a giant play on that side. But you just can't trust them at that second half against the Eagles. I mean, Eli looked good in the first half, but this team, it's just, you can't take them -3.5 in the game. I mean, them laying points is a disaster. I would just stay away from this game.
All right, let's get to a game that actually is far more intriguing. I think it's the best matchup of the week. The Texans taking on the Tennessee Titans. Your beloved Titans have found their juju with my former quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. What a storyline. What a turnaround. Tannehill playing the best football of his career. And look, Deshaun Watson's a better quarterback. Make no mistake, he's the better quarterback in this game. He historically has always been a clutch performer going back to his days at Clemson. That said, to me, the Tennessee Titans are a better team. They're a more well-rounded team. Is that why, Bill, we're seeing this line go from Titans -1.5 to Titans -3? I hate the Titans when they're in a position in which they're favored, but with the way they're playing right now, I expected this line to move towards Tennessee, and I'm not surprised it's gotten up to 3.
Yeah, I mean, the Titans over the last few years have played those games where they beat the teams they shouldn't and then lose to the teams that they should beat. But that was Marcus Mariota, and now with Ryan Tannehill, they actually have a little bit of a passing game. Derrick Henry's running the ball great, and they're just finding ways to win games. They're escaping, I should say, a lot of games with the goal line stand against the Chargers, with the blocked field goal a few weeks ago. But they're just finding ways to win games. And outside of the quarterback position, I do think the Titans are a stronger team overall at home. And Tannehill's making enough plays where that doesn't worry me all that much. So in this game, the public split about 50-50, but it moved up 1.5. I would lean Titans. I know it sounds like a homer play. I'm a Titan fan. But I actually do believe for the first time in a while that they can win this game.
I can't blame you on that. And look, I don't think it's being a homer. Look at what they've done against the spread the last couple weeks. They've been money. Okay, New England loses back-to-back games. They're in Cincinnati. I see them laying 10. I know it seems like Square City, but, I mean, Bill, how do you make a case for playing the Bengals against an angry, ticked-off Patriot team?
Oh, you can't. But I don't think playing the Patriots is good either. The public is way too fall on that side. 85% is a ton of public action. And it actually moved down a half point since it opened. I know it's Brady. I know they're mad. It's a revenge game. It's not a revenge game, but they haven't looked great, and they need a win here. But 10's a lot of points. It's still an NFL team. Dalton has been playing, has made the Bengals a little bit better than they did a few weeks ago. It's just a game I would stay away from. 10's still a lot of points, and with 85% in New England, I wouldn't go that way.
Bill Bowen over at Eagle Eye Picks as we get you ready for Week 15. Okay, here's another line that I'm surprised as far as the line movement in the direction. Chicago and Green Bay. Green Bay has been very unimpressive despite their record the last 2 weeks. They're 10-3 on the air. This line opened -7. It's now at 4.5. I wish I scooped the 7 or 6.5, but I think that line movement, Bill, tells the story. You're playing that game in the NFC North. I think the side that's the right side would be rolling with all of a sudden the red hot Mitch Trubisky and Matt Nagy and the Bears.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, the Bears have looked better. Trubisky seems to have found something. I wouldn't rely on him to carry the offense, but he's making enough plays to win them games. The Packers, besides their record, they haven't looked impressive, like you said. It's still Aaron Rodgers, but even for himself, he hasn't looked the same as he has in past years. With this line movement dropping down, the public's about to split. I would lean Bears in this one.
Okay, Bill, what is the bigger sucker play out of these two? The reason I'm going to give you these two games, they're the exact same line, and I think they'll follow a similar script. Is Minnesota laying 1.5 against the Chargers the bigger sucker play, or the Rams laying 1.5 against Dallas? Which one is the bigger sucker play of the two?
Oh, this is rough. You have more of the public on the Rams, but that line has moved tremendously. That line has moved about, 5, almost 6 points. And then you have the Vikings that dropped 1.5. This one, I would probably say the Vikings. The reason I would say that is because the Rams line is moving a ton. It's moving with them. So I would say the Rams have a better shot covering just because of the line movement is so drastic. That being said, I mean, I don't like either one of these, and I wouldn't play either game, actually. I don't have the confidence in playing the Cowboys. I don't have the confidence in backing Rivers and the Chargers. But of the two, I would say probably the Vikings is more the suffer bet.
Fair enough, but let's be honest. You and I both know that Viking-Charger game is coming down to the final 5 minutes of the game. Rivers will have the ball in his hands, and they'll either be up a possession or down a possession. That's just the way it goes. I mean, am I right or am I wrong? Does every Charger game seem to follow usually that exact pattern, especially when the games are coming down in a wire?
Yeah, absolutely. When you're on the Chargers, it's a heart attack one way or another. But it just seems like recently Rivers just finds a way to turn the ball over at the end of the game and lose that game. So, and they've had rough luck in the past years. He's always had bad luck losing close games. But, yeah, that's just the games they play. But I wouldn't trust them with it. I wouldn't trust either team in that game. I would stay away from it.
All right, Bill, let's get to Sunday Night Football. A game that was flexed into Sunday night with the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Two terrific defenses. You know there's not going to be a whole lot of offense. Everybody and their mother is on Buffalo in this game. Line moves up a point. I love when the Steelers are in these primetime spots. They usually shine, especially at home. Are you leaning in the direction of the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday night?
Yeah, I am. Just because where this line is a little shocking. I mean, the Steelers is essentially starting a third-string quarterback, but they're finding ways to win games, and their defense has been good. Allen didn't look great last week. I know it was against the Ravens, but the Bills struggle to find offense, and then primetime on the road in Pittsburgh, with that line moving up a point and the public over the Bills, that's a steal of play for me.
Bill Bowen, Eagle Eye Picks. Before we get to your best bets in New Orleans, Monday night game, Colts and New Orleans Saints. Are the Colts cooked? You know, they lose in Tampa. You had Tampa last week. Job well done. They're playing really good football for Bruce Arians. I love their head coach, Frank Reich. Brissett has played well for good portions of this year. I think they'll compete. I just wonder if this team is out of gas. The line says to take Indianapolis, but I have a very hard time doing so. What's your read for Monday Night Football?
I would agree with that. I think the Colts come out. They do play hard, but They've had injuries. Just the way their year started with Luck retiring this year, they started out promising after that with Brissett, but since then they've fallen on some hard times. You have about 70% on New Orleans. I like New Orleans in this spot. I wouldn't play the game. I think the Colts are too beat up. They're just done for the year. But 9 points is still a lot, and without the line moving with 70% on the Saints, it's probably a stay away. But if I had to play the game, I would lean New Orleans in the dome. I just think with Breeze, it's a safer play than trying to trust the beat-up Colts.
Have you taken a look, Bill, at the opening lines for the college football playoff yet?
I actually just did about 5 minutes ago.
How about that? See, Bill is usually one of these guys that doesn't spend like 8 weeks in the lab like a lot of people are going to do overanalyzing these games like I will. I mean, that's just me. I took a look at the line for Clemson and Ohio State basically when it came out because it was all over my Twitter feed. So I ask you, my friend, what are your initial leans? LSU taking on Boomer Sooner, Clemson taking on Ohio State. Any feel on those two?
Initial thoughts. I like LSU a lot. It's up to 13 now with 75% on them. I don't know if it would be a play, but if I'm going to play that game, I'm going with Burrow. I'm taking LSU. The other game is a little more interesting. I feel like Clemson's getting disrespected in a sense by the public just because they haven't lost a game in how long now. They've won two of the last three national championships. But when you hear people talking either on the radio or on TV, a lot of times they don't give them enough credit. They say they have a soft schedule. Who would they beat? But they've rolled over teams this whole year. I know Ohio State's a big step up from anyone really Clemson played this year. But I can't fade Clemson in this spot. I mean, the Clemson hasn't lost in that many how many games? It's just with Lawrence, I'm just not fading them. They've won two of the last three national championships for a reason. They just have that culture behind them. I would stay with Clemson in that game. I know the line's down to two now, but I just don't think they're getting the respect they deserve. I would go with Clemson.
All right, Bill, now it's time. Week 15, best bets. We know you'll finalize them on Sunday and you'll post them, but what do you think is going to be on your card for the weekend?
Right now, we talked a little bit about the Steelers, I would lean them, and also the Bears. We touched upon that game. The Titans, I said, it might sound like a homer, but I truly believe that this is a good spot for them. And then the Raiders. I know it's a public play, but this is the last game out in the black hole. That place is going to be nuts. And to be honest, the Jaguars are done. They've quit on the year. They have problems. The line's moved up 2 points, which is a good sign. I know it's a public play, but it might just be a game I have to take just because it's the last game in the black hole.
Emotional for Brent, for the Raiders, for Anthony and Syosset. Everybody I get the sense will be on the Raiders this Sunday. That's the thing of beauty. Bill Bowen, the founder of Eagle Eye Picks. Bill, appreciate the perspective as always. Let's cash some tickets, my friend, and we will chat next Friday, okay?
Sounds good.
There you have it. Bill Bowen, Eagle Eye Picks.